Have you ever seen a pair of court shoes?
No,
I've seen them in a museum only.
Oh, there. Well, here's the type, only not the sole. They had the leather sole and the corks in it. Mm-hmm. But this is a longer shoe, West Coast Long.
I'll be
darned.
What
this is, I bought it.
But now you don't have any calks.
No.
Did you wear calk shoes, George?
Sure.
Okay, where were you logging?
Consolidated.
You hired yourself out? I mean, whoever took you on?
I just worked it.
Okay. Logging in Washington County? With your dad, right?
Yeah, you worked in the camps where my dad worked too. Yeah.
This gentleman wants to
go ahead.
Mm-hmm. He was pretty good old man for me.
Working all different kinds of logging. I mean, you cut trees and everything.
On the rigging, mostly or loading.
On the rigging, what's that now?
Yeah, that's the fellow that gets the choker out on the back end.
That's the dangerous one, isn't it?
Well, not very. There was one time I went to work over close to Granonia, and the fellow pulled it. You know, there's
one?
Oh,
excuse me, that's all right.
Four men.
Yeah.
Four men out in the woods. The rigging man and three choker setters.
Uh-huh.
And I was working over there by Granonia, and they pulled the choker over, you know, put it around the log and then hooked.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just getting ready to hook it, and the whistle blowed and away went the line.
Oh my goodness.
And the rigging man says, "What's the matter with it?" He pulled it back and I set it again, and I was just ready to hook it.
Over it. Now this is the chain or whatever it is that you choke around the log to pull it.
Mm-hmm. And the third time he pulled it around, the same thing happened. And he said, "What's the matter? You're too damn slow." I said, I learned this when you were just a boy. And the next day he killed himself and was
Oh, isn't that something? Oh, that's terrible.
That damn fool,
and that happened, yeah. You could not be careless.
The damn fool trying to make a name for himself. And that's the way a lot of them was.
Yeah, is that right? Oh, that's you'd sure hate to work right by somebody like
that.
Well,
the most of them, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And then I went down to Skamaka way afterwards, and they had a sign up on the board that said, "It's 50 cents a day more," I forget what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, "Fast choker setters." And I said, "Well, I'll take that." And I went down there, and there were great big hemlocks, you know, some of them 10 feet through on the stump.
Oh my goodness.
And brush, and I never worked in a slower place in my life.
Because you had to fight all of that
brush
to get to the big trees. And they were big trees.
And nobody ever got hurt because they were careful.
Yeah.
They knew what they're doing. The same as anything else.
Was that mainly what was cut in that area was hemlock?
Yeah.
So that was your main...
Hemlock and spruce.
And spruce. Uh-huh. That is really interesting.
Now, where did you live? You lived over in the...
We live up on what they call Strassel Road.
Strassel? Is that named for a family?
No.
I don't know my history that well.
Oh, it was named after a pioneer family.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Strassel, Mrs. Strassel, or Mr. Strassel's mother had and dad had a homestead there, see, and they...
It
was named after the Strassel.
Is it E-L or L-E?
Is that where you and your wife live now, George?
S-T-R-A-S-S-E-L.
E-L.
Yeah. August Strassel was the man's name, the son of the old people that had the place first.
What is that? German?
That's a German.
A German.
Yeah. That's a German name. And they had a little railroad station there and a post office and a store.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yes, in the 20s when we lived there.
In the 20s.
Yeah. Is that when you lived there too?
We came up there in 29.
29?
Yeah.
You moved up there in 29.
How do you spell your name? Is it MacLeod or MC or MAC?
MC.
MCLEOD?
Somebody dropped it.
Somebody dropped?
Dropped the A out of it.
They sure did.
What's your address up in? Now you live What is that considered? Is that Beaverton, Cornelius?
Glenwood.
Glenwood.
It's getting way west.
Wow, that is.
Yeah, you're getting way up there, aren't you?
What is your address out there? Do you mind me asking?
It's Glenwood, Oregon, Star Route.
At Star Route? Okay, now you're 24, right?
Going on 25?
Is that what, how old are you? I can't even guess.
I was born in 1901.
That's right. And your brother was 1903.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But he killed himself.
You told me that.
He killed himself on a motorcycle in 1935.
Uh-oh.
Oh, goodness. Well, that's too bad.
Uh-oh. Did you do some farming also, George?
Oh, just the last 2 years, we got a stump ranch.
You got a stump farm?
He calls it a stump ranch. It's a nice farm.
Raise a lot of good stumps.
Got a good farm.
Oh, that's great.
No, we quit raising stumps.
You quit raising stumps? How many acres you got?
We got 54 and a half.
54?
But most of it's cleared ground.
Well, when did you clear the land yourself? Or did your parents land?
Your wife?
She cleared
the land.
Right.
Now, I wasn't here when Jan was asking you some logging questions. What'd you do? Were you a whistle punk, or did you?
I was one time.
A rigger?
You were a rigger?
Yeah. I worked on a reloader.
On a what? Reloader. Oh, the reloader.
You quit long before we had that reloaded consolidated, didn't you?
Yeah, my dad did, yeah. Yeah.
Our governor.
Mm-hmm.
Over there.
Were there any horses used or animals used in logging? It was too late for that, wasn't it?
Too late for that.
So what'd they use?
Two-speed donkeys.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And the big cables and...
And the line travels pretty slow, you know. That choker come back to you 3,300 feet a minute.
3,300 feet a minute of the cable?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And you had to spot that?
Grab that.
Well, after it stopped. But you had to stop it. You had to know when to put the whistle in. You had to holler. And the holler had to go to the whistle pump. And he had to put in the whistle. And then you had to stop it within 10 feet of where you wanted.
Oh boy. Were you ever injured on the job?
No.
Never seriously. I mean, you probably got cuts and bruises. You got all your fingers, I see.
Well, that name's gone.
That one?
That's all.
That's all that happened?
Well,
that's pretty good.
Well, I stay out of jail.
Thank you, George.
Thank you, George.
Did you ever see a pair of court shoes?
No,
I've seen them in a museum only.
Oh, well, here's the type, only not
the
sole. They had the leather sole and the corks in it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a longer shoe, West Coast Log.
I'll be darned.
This is. I bought it.
But now you don't have any calks.
No.
Did you wear calk shoes, George?
Sure.
Okay, where were you logging?
Consolidated.
You hired yourself out? I mean, whoever took you on?
I just worked it.
Okay. Logging in Washington County?
Washington County.
Mm-hmm. With your dad, right?
Yeah, you worked in the camps where my dad worked,
sure,
too. Yeah.
This gentleman on the
camp. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. He was a pretty good old man from there.
Working all different kinds of logging? I mean, you cut trees and everything.
On the rigging, mostly, or loading.
On the rigging? What's that now?
Yeah, that's the fellow that gets the choker out on the back end.
That's the dangerous one, isn't it?
Well, not really. There was one time I went to work over close to Granona, and the fellow pulled it, you know, the woman?
Oh,
excuse me, that's all right.
Four men.
Yeah.
four men out in the woods, the rigging man and three choker setters.
Uh-huh.
And I was working over there by Vernona, and he, of course, they pull the choker over, you know, put it around the log and then hook it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just getting ready to hook it, and the whistle blowed and away went the line.
Oh my goodness.
And the rigging man says, "What's the matter with you?" He pulled it back and I set it again. And we're just ready to hook it. Away it went again.
Over it. Now this is the chain or whatever it is that you choke around the log to pull it.
Mm-hmm. And the third time I pulled it around, the same thing happened. And he said, "What's the matter with you? Too damn slow." I said, I learned this when you were just a boy. And the next day he killed himself and was
Oh, isn't that something? Oh, that's terrible.
That was a damn fool.
And that happened, yeah. You could not be careless.
A damn fool trying to make a name for himself. And that's the way a lot of them was.
Yeah, is that right? Oh, that's you'd sure hate to work and right by somebody like
that. You know, the most of them, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And then I went down to Skamaka way afterwards, and they had a sign up on the board said, "For 50 cents a day more," I forget what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, "Fast choker centers." And I said, "Well, I'll take that." And I went down there, and there were great big hemlocks, you know, some of them 10 feet through on the stump.
Oh my goodness.
And brush. And I never worked in a slower place in my life.
Because you had to fight all of that
brush
to get to the big trees. And they were big trees.
And nobody ever got hurt because they were careful.
Yeah.
They knew what they're doing. The same as anything else.
Was that mainly what was cut in that area was hemlock?
Yeah.
So that was your main...
Hemlock and spruce.
And spruce. Uh-huh. That is really
Now, where did you live? You lived over on the...
We live up on what they call Strassel Road.
Strassel? Is that named for a family?
No.
I don't know my history that well.
Oh, it was named after a pioneer family.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Strassel, Mrs. Strassel, or Mr. Strassel's mother had a homestead there, see, and they... it was named after the Strassel
people. Is it E-L or L-E?
Is that where you and your wife live now, George?
Strassel.
E-L.
Yeah. August Strassel was the man's name, the son of the old people that had the place first.
What is that? German?
That's a German. Yeah, a German.
Yeah.
That's a German name. And they had a little railroad station there and a post office and a store.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yes, in the 20s when we lived there.
In the 20s.
Yeah. Is that when you lived there too?
We came up there in 29.
Yeah. You moved up there in 29.
But
how do you spell your name? Is it MacLeod or MC or MAC?
MC.
MCLEOD?
Somebody dropped it.
Somebody dropped?
Dropped the A out of it.
They sure did. Huh?
What's your address up in? Now you live in, what is that considered? Is that Beaverton, Cornelius?
Glenwood.
Glenwood.
It's getting way west.
Wow, that is.
Yeah, you're getting way up there, aren't you?
What is your address out there? Do you mind me asking?
It's, Glenwood, Oregon, Star Route.
At Star Route. Okay, now you're 24, right?
Going on 25?
Is that what, how old are you? I can't even guess.
I was born in 1901.
That's right. And your brother was 1903.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Well, he killed
you
himself.
Told me that.
He killed himself on a motorcycle in 1935.
Oh, goodness. Well, that's too bad.
Did you do some farming also, George?
Oh, just the last 2 years, we got a stump ranch.
You got a stump farm?
He calls it a stump ranch. A nice farm.
Raise a lot of good stumps.
He's got a good farm.
Oh, that's great.
No, we quit raising stumps.
You quit raising stumps? Yeah. How many acres you got?
We got 54 and a half.
54?
But most of us kids around.
Well, did you clear the land yourself? Or did your parents land?
Your wife?
She cleared
the land. She cleared the land. Right. Now, I wasn't here when Jan was asking you some logging questions. What did you do? Were you a whistle punk, or did you?
I was one time.
Were you a rigger? You were a rigger?
I worked on a reloader.
On a what? Reloader. Oh, the reloader.
You quit long before I had that reloader consolidated, didn't you?
Yeah, my dad did, yeah.
Our governor. Mm-hmm. Over there. Were there any horses used or animals used in logging? It was too late for that, wasn't it?
Too late for that.
So what'd they use?
Two-speed donkeys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the big cables and...
And the line traveled pretty slow, you know. That choker come back to you 3,300 feet a minute.
3,300 feet a minute of the cable?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And you had to spot that?
Grab that.
Well, after it stopped. But you had to stop it. You had to know when to put the whistle in. You had the holler. And the holler had to go to the whistle tank. And he had to put in the whistle. And then you had to stop it within 10 feet of where you wanted.
Oh boy. Were you ever injured on the job?
No.
Never seriously. I mean, you probably got cuts and bruises. You got all your fingers, I see.
Well, that name thing.
That one?
That's all.
That's all that happened?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I stay out of jail.
Thank you, George.
Let's see what this one is.